Erev Pesach Tavshin Pei. Our learning should be in Schus for all Chol Yisrael, the Refuas of our Klal Yisrael, for the Nechamas, for all the families we're all thinking about who lost someone, for the Yeshuas, for the entire world. Every word I'm about to say should be as a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu's ears. As Rabbi Nachman likes to say all the time, that your Torah should be tefillah and your tefillah should be Torah. So right now, all the Torah we're about to say should be a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel. Today was the yard site of the Senach Tzedek of Lubavitch. What happened was there was a maisa that goes down that brought down the Svarim HaKadoshim that says that what happened was is that the Senach Tzedek had a student, a Talmud, that was having sfikus in Emunah. Having doubts in faith, and he runs over to his Rebbe, to the Senach Tzedek of Lubavitch, Chusuk and Aleinu, and he says, Rebbe, I'm having doubts with Emunah, please help me. He said, nah, you'll be okay. Go home. He says, Rebbe, I'm not telling you it's a little thing. This is a munah. It's really, really important. Hanoch Hashem alakacha, the first mitzvah. Please help me. He says, now you'll be okay. He says, Rabbi, I'm begging, please give me an eitzah. Give me some advice. And the Samach Tzedek Lubavitch said back to him, Rav Moshe Wolfson writes in his Sefer, he says, the fact that it bothers you so much, the fact that your doubts are bothering you shows that you really do have a munah. How many of us could say over the past month, past 3 weeks, past 2 weeks, past 1 week, past 3 days, but we haven't had Sfikos and Emunah. At least for myself. Sometimes you look at the news, we don't see where the Yeshua is going to come from. But we know Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayin. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam Kamamish bring it. Any minute. And Pesach is called Chag Emunah. The Svarim HaKadoshim say Chazal, say Pesach is Chag Emunah. It's the time to build our Emunah. The entire night of the Leil HaSeder is to be able to express to our children, to ourselves, and Muna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Shor says that's what we end off with. Echad miyodeya. One is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Two is the Luchos. Three is the Avos. Four is the Imos. And so on. Five and Chamish Shulchan Shetorah. Why? Why do we do that? Rav Shor says because at the end of the night, whenever we see a number, we say everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And even if you say 467, you come with the Gematria. At the end of the day, we say at the end of the Seder all these things. That the entire night we're building up to the Emunah. We're building up to building our faith from beginning to end, whether we starting from the beginning of Kaddish, talking about Kiddush, Yisiyas Mitzrayim, Tchilim Nikra Yikodesh Zeichel, Yisiyas Mitzrayim, all the way Mamash to the end of Shir Hashirim, talking about Tzid Pura Sivzam the entire night. The Kotzker Rebbe, there's a Maisa of the Kotzker Rebbe's Seder that Rav Weinberger likes to say. The Kotzker Rebbe was at a Seder, and one year it appeared as if he was going to skip Morer and go straight to the meal. Chassidim at the table singing it to the Kotzker son-in-law, who was none other than the Avni Nezer, Chassidim Aleinu. And the Kotzker son-in-law, they asked him to say something to the Kotzker. So the Avni Nezer approached his father very, very respectfully and said, "No, Tata, what about Maror?" And the Kotzker then, in very Kotzker Rebbe fashion, he slammed his fist on the table and yelled, "Maror fressers, you're Maror snackers, over and over again. Maror fressers, Maror snackers." The Chassidim became so frightened, says Rav Weinberger, and all of them ran out except for the Avnezer. The Kotzker stopped yelling and he explained that there was enough suffering and bitterness in the world that we don't need to ask for it. He didn't forget about Maror, but he was trying to accomplish something that would end the bitterness. You don't have to ask for the Maror, the Kotzker said. We've had enough Maror. I think if there's any year that in the past 80 years since the war, in the past month, what we've seen, there's a lot of bitterness. Ribbono Shel Olam, we're done with the Maror. We understand that it's all part of the journey. Pesach Matzah Maror. Svarim says that, I think the Chidushim says that why is Maror come after Matzah? Really, Shemar, the bitterness came before the Geula. Because sometimes you don't really, really feel the bitterness until after you're free. Like our grandparents and great-grandparents that went through the war. They didn't really feel what they actually went through until they actually tasted freedom. But Ribbono Shel Olam, it's been enough. It's been enough bitterness for the entire year. We're ready. We're ready to go home to Yerushalayim. Rav Weinberger, I heard like this, I see it for Storvin, the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi's home by Manishtana. They would start in Manishtana from the youngest child. They would go all the way up to the Zeta to the Kedushas Levi. And finally, it was the Kedushas Levi's turn to say Manishtana. And the Kedushas Levi proclaimed and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Manishtana has 4 kashas. I have 4,000 kashas. I have 4,000,000 kashas. We all have a kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have questions on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Kedushas Levi said, I don't have 4 questions, I have 4,000,000 questions, but I'm still in love with you. And no matter what happens in my life, no matter what happens in the entire world, you can never ever rip my relationship with you apart. I will always come with you. I will always be one with you. I will always come to return to you. That's what the Kedushas Levi was saying. Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, my Rebbe as well, said over such a Baldic story. He said by the Chagadia, if you look at the Chagadia, if you look at all the animals going back and forth and all things that happened, good, bad, good, bad, and it ends up being the if you go on this way of good, bad, good, bad, says Rav Moshe Wolfson, it ends up being the Malach HaMavis is good, and then the Kodesh Baruch Chas V'Shalom is the opposite. And Rav Moshe Wolfson says, how could this be? How could it be that the end of the Seder night, right before Shia Shirim, and end up being the Malach HaMavis is good, and Kodesh Baruch Chas V'Shalom is not good? So Rav Moshe Wolfson explains beautifully, and he said, with the Maisa of the Chasam Sofer, story goes, I'm not sure if it's the Ksav Sofer, the story goes that the Chasam Sofer, his son walked into his office one day and asked him, his father, Shiloh, a really very hard question in Torah, and the Chasam Sofer said, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand it. I don't know the answer. A few days later, he calls over his son, and he tells him the answer beautifully, and he tells him all the intricacies of the lamdas, of the kasha, and the son asked him, he said, Tata, if you knew the answer before, why'd you wait a few days? So the Chasam Sofer said to his son, he said, I wanted you to understand that it's okay to be a Jew and still have kashas. I want you to understand it's okay to be a Jew and to be okay even if it's not okay. To be okay even if it's not okay. To be okay even if you're not with your family on Pesach, to still be okay even though it's not okay. The Chasam Sofer is telling his son, and he's telling all of us, that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay, Sadat Samach Sadek, to have doubts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean we throw everything away. Like the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says, I have 4,000 kashas on the Bona Shom. But that it's okay to not be okay. That's all the stories, the common thread of it's okay to not be okay. But on Pesach, we understand we have the ability to be able to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's okay to not be okay, but that doesn't change one thing, one minute of our lives and of our dedication and our motivation to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Say the Torah from the Eish Kodesh of Piazetza, Zuchusik and Alein Hashem Kamdom, the Nazis, Mamish killed his body, but his neshama goes very, very, even Mamish on fire in 2020. Listen to this Torah, it's one of my favorite Torahs in the Eish Kodesh. He says, we've been saying this parak of Tilm a lot, Shil Malos, Esa, and Ay, Alher, Ma'ani, Vo'azi, Azumi, Mashim, Asay, Shemaim, Va'arts. Chadosh Baruch Hu, you're my helper, David Melech proclaims, Azumi, Mashim, Asay, Shemaim, Va'arts. You who created heaven and earth, says the Eish Kodesh. What does it mean? As we may Hashem Oseh Shemaim Va'aretz, the Chadosh Baruch Hu, you who creates Shemaim Va'aretz. What does it have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us? Says the Eish Kodesh. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemaim Va'aretz with the snap of his fingers in 1 second, in 1 millisecond, so too we daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam that His Yeshua and His salvation and His Geula, His redemption for us personally, individually, and collectively as a Klai Yisrael could come. Oh, say Shemaim V'Aretz in 1 second. We remind ourselves, says the Eish Kodesh, that even when things look so bleak and so dark and so confused and challenging, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. Anochi Astir Astir Panai. Vafilu ba'astar, shvasocha astar, shagam, sham nimsa, Hashem Yisbarach, like says Rabbi Nachman, I believe in Torah Nunhei. So we also understand, even though there's such darkness in the world and such coverness, and the latter hester upon him, we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam's there. We know that he's mamish there. Says the David HaMelech, Ezri mim Hashem osei shemayim v'aretz. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu created shemayim v'aretz, so too, he can be able to bring my Yeshua, my Geula very quickly. Kiddush HaSeyin of Babav, we said this earlier, but we say it again. The Kedusha Sion says, "By Bishaam, the Bishaam, the Lavasinu Shalol Lecha Belavar Amar Alel Chadosen Ela Shabachol Devador Om Demalel Chadosenu Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzlinu Meyadam." The Kedusha Sion Baba of Hashem Kamdama, who was killed in 1941, who was for sure the Rebbe of my grandfather, and the Rebbe of my wife's grandfather. He says a very, very fascinating thing. He says, "What? Why are we saying this on Seder night? What's so important about this passage?" And he says, "This passage, the Inyan." Want to know how this whole passage in the Haggadah is to tell yourself when you're having Sveikas and Amunah, look in your past. Look, Shebechol Dovador. Om Demalenu L'chalasinu L'chadosh Baruch Ma'atzalinu Miyodim. You're having doubts in your present. Look in your past. Look how it all worked out, says the Kiddush Sion. You're having Sveikas and Amunah, look in your past. Look at your past, how it all worked out, and that'll help in your present moment. L'chadosh Baruch Hu Ma'atzalinu Miyadam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. And saving from the Herrens doesn't mean just mean the Nazis or the Germans or the Arabs. It means from the Machla of 2020. It means from anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu could always bring us back. Kedushin goes on for another Torah in Kedushin. He says, "B'chol d'vador chayiv adam there." So that's what Kiyudu who yotzam in Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us Gemara Pesachim that every Jew has to view themselves as this, as if they left Egypt. The Rambam says, "Laharos es atzmo." You have to show. That's why a lot of Sfardim they do all these things. You have to show that they're doing all these things like you're leaving Egypt. But says the Kedushin of Baba, such a beautiful Torah. He says, "Why is it so important that every single in generation has to remember that they're as if they left Egypt?" So he quotes the Torah from the Rapshitzer, the Torah Kodesh, the Chusar Ganalenu, that says, we say in Tchilan Mikrei Kodesh, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. When it comes to Kedusha matters, we have to remember Tzias Mitzrayim. Says the Rapshitzer, what's so important about that? But right before you do a mitzvah, right before you daven and you learn, you have to remember Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Kedush, says the Rapshitzer, what happens before we do something Kodesh and holy? What happens? The Yitzhar is going to tell you, Mirzov, you want to do Lel Seder? You want to do B'dikas Chametz? You want to go learn Torah? Look what you did! The Yitzhar is going to get in your head and say, look what you did. But our job is to remember, just like the Kodesh Baruch Hu redeemed the Jews in Egypt who were on the 49th level of Tumah, they were on the lowest level. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu returned their souls and returned them to the Rabbanu Shom. So to us. And that's what it means. Every generation says the Kiddush Hashem. We constantly need this chizik, he says. Every generation, that every Jew has the ability to return. Every Jew has the ability to be able to be physically returned, spiritually returned to the Ribbon Hashem. And that's what the Kiddush Hashem says, Abubav, the grandfather of Shlomo Abubaver, Rabbi Shlomo Haberstam, who was killed in 1941 by the Nazis in Machshama. Remember, just like the Jews were redeemed, we could be redeemed physically and spiritually as well. Just to end off with the Maisa and the last words. Story that of Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, rest of Rosh Hashiva and Yushalam and Meir Sharm likes to say, Misfarim like an Amarim. The story goes is that the Baal Shem Tov had a grandson known as Rabbi Baruch HaMezhbish. Rabbi Baruch HaMezhbish was once sitting in his house, and his grandson, came over to him, and was crying. And there's a good Zaidi. Zaidi asked him, "Benu, why are you crying?" He says, "I'm crying because I was playing with my friends hide and seek. I had the best spot. I had the best spot in the entire world, and I wanted my friends to give me that geschmack and say, 'Nu, Yankel, great job hiding.' But after it got hard for them, 10-15 minutes, they stopped looking for me. Next thing you know, the Zaidi, Rav Baruch HaMezhbish, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, now he's crying too. And he says, 'Zaidi, why are you crying? You didn't believe in playing hide and seek.' And he said to him, 'Because now I understand what the Pasuk says, V'anich ma'anochi asti asti panai. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes hides himself also. And how many of us could say that we're still searching for him? After all these years in Golis, and all these years, how many of us could say that we're still searching for him? For us to be able to understand that, yes, this year, Pesach, Tashin Pei, is a different Pesach that we've never had before, and Mitzvah Shem will never have this again. We had it once. We had it in Mitzrayim. This is the first Pesach that everyone's going to be together in their homes. And Mamash and Eretz Yisrael, they're Mamash in their homes. You can't even leave to go to your neighbor. In America, you could try to, well, it's not a good idea. Everyone should stay home. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to understand that even with all these tzveikos, and even with all the choshech, and even with all these doubts that maybe some of us have, to understand if they have those doubts, it's so normal. And says the Tzemach Tzedek, it's actually good. It's healthy. But that doesn't change the way you act. Like the Chasam Sofer says. Chasam Sofer is telling his son, it's okay to have kashas. The Kedushas Levi had said, I don't have four kashas, I have 4 million kashas. As the Shema, it should be the Rabbon Hashem as well. Sheibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheirav Yameinu. Says the Zera Kodesh, B'mheirav Yameinu. It doesn't just mean in our days. B'mheirav Yameinu means with our days. With our days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. With our days of Muna, with our days of faith and bitachon, with these days that we're constantly giving chizik to each other, and maybe with our homes and our families, we haven't seen our friends and been on our normal schedule for a long time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell the Rabbanu Shem, with our days filled with simcha, not just saying chag kosher v'samech, an emphasis like my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Tzvi says, on the emphasis this year on v'samech, on simchas yontuf, to be able to make sure that even if we're crept up at home by ourselves and our families, make sure there's an added level of simcha this year. And my tefillah and all the Torah that we said should be a tefillah to the Rabbanu Shom. Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should take all these Torah and all these Sipurim of the Maaseh Tzadikim, and it should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem, should greet the Tzadikim, to greet Mashiach Tzakenu, and Mirtz Hashem, sing Shir HaShirim in Yerushalayim Yakodesh, to bring the Karman Pesach. And if not the Karman Pesach Rishon, then Mirtz Hashem, the Pesach Sheni, with the gula, shalem amitis, like Rav Amigur likes to say, b'meheir v'min amin v'min, wishing from my heart to your heart, a chakash v'samech, a safe, and healthy, and holy, inspiring yontif of Pesach and Mitzvah. Shkoyach, yontif.